Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pastor Corey Brooks is a friend of ours, and I'll bet yours by now, too, the founder and senior pastor at New Beginnings Church of Chicago. And he's the guy behind that Project Hood. They're having a golf outing today to try to raise money to keep kids off the street. That's what I was talking about. Pastor Brooks, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it so much.
You on the driving range right now? Where are you, sir?
Well, no, I'm en route right now. We'll be there in about 30 minutes, and so we're going to have a great day. Hopefully the rain will hold off, and we'll see what happens.
You have a golf outing. It's going to raise quite a bit of money for your Project Hood. What are you going to do with the money?
Well, we have 106 golfers. We're really excited about that. A lot of different companies. The money is going to be used, half of it for our programming, our construction classes, our mentoring classes, our electrical classes, our violence prevention team. And then the other half we'll use toward our capital campaign for our building of our community center. All of those things that we need to continue to fight the violence on the south side of Chicago, which we're really excited about doing, because while violence is going up all across the city, I'm thankful and grateful that we're still able to maintain the Woodlawn area that we're responsible for. We had no shootings this weekend, so we're really thankful for that.
I often say you're from Englewood. You're more Woodlawn than Englewood, Corey?
It's Woodlawn, Englewood. We're right on the border. We serve Englewood and Woodlawn. So that's the area that we're responsible for. But our violence prevention team, the primary work that they do, they serve the Woodlawn community.
Officer French was shot in West Englewood. Do you know that area?
Yes, I do very well. It's an area that is real familiar. It's not far from us at all. It's very unfortunate that that shooting, and anytime police officers are involved in shootings, it's a real unfortunate thing. They put their lives on life. They put their lives on the line every day for us to have safety and for them to be injured and hurt. You know, that's a very sad commentary.
I was reading the times and the locations of these shootings throughout Chicagoland. I'm just going to segue away from Officer French. We're going to continue to talk about her story as the morning progresses, but I'm just looking at the totality of it, and you're right, I don't see Woodlawn here, but I see just about every other west and south side neighborhood, and I see them happening between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. How would you feel about a curfew? Would that make any sense? Would that work, Corey?
I don't think it would work, only because you're going to be restricting certain areas through on lockdown when the rest of the city is still wide open. I think a better initiative would be, one, to make sure that we got more detectives on the police. Two, that when we catch these criminals, that they get convicted and not be let out on bond and things like that. I think we have to come up with harsher penalties. I think our rate of conviction needs to go way up. And I think those are the things that will help deter, along with us having the type of programs to try to really focus on individuals who are living these type of lifestyles.
What kind of lifestyles are those, Corey?
You know, you got individuals who are in gangs. You got individuals who, you know, everybody on the South Side is carrying guns. A lot of them, unfortunately, are illegal guns. I have no problem with Second Amendment rights. I believe you have a right to bear arms legally. But the problem is we have so many young people, especially young black males between the ages of 15 and 24, who are carrying weapons. And so what happens is you have a lot of people who are carrying weapons simply because they're afraid. And oftentimes these individuals end up committing crimes. And those are the type of things that we got to continue to work on and do better.
Sometimes these shootings are so random. Sometimes it seems to be utterly random, or they were aiming at somebody and missed. How worried do you get about you, your wife, your kids? You've got four, their safety.
You know, it's strange you say that, because last night my son was out and my daughter. My daughter's 25, my son's 20, he's going to go back to Morehouse, and both of them were out. And I found myself up texting them at 12:30, hey, are you okay? What's going on? Check in. And so 1:15 came, and I said, you know, if you're going to be out, you need to come on home. It's just too late to be out, and there's too much going on in the city of Chicago. So I have to worry about it just like most people. And I know my kids aren't involved in any illegal activities, but they go to places where there are parties and large people, large crowds. And so you have to be really concerned when you're in Chicago about your kids and making sure that they stay safe.
Well, some of these mass shootings, that's what we call them now, mass shootings are in clubs and large gatherings where maybe your kid's doing right, but somebody else pulls up and they're mad at somebody else, right?
Exactly. That happens. You have a group of kids who are having a fun time, a summer fun time, celebrating someone going off to college or celebrating somebody just getting married or just being out with their friends. And what happens? Some idiot comes along with a problem with an individual. Instead of shooting at that one individual, he ends up shooting 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
Yeah.
And that's the norm.
Corey, where does this, all right, but where were your kids? Were they in any of these neighborhoods I've just listed? Were they in Goose Island? Were they in Gresham? Were they in West Humboldt Park? Were they in Morgan Park? Were they
actually, they were on the west side, and so they weren't in those exact areas, but my kids know those areas, especially Gresham. You know, my son Kobe's 20, a lot of his friends live in the Englewood, Woodline, Gresham area. So, you know, I have to worry about where he's going. He's a big kid, too, you know. So you have to really be concerned and worried. So I'm really glad to be getting him back off to school and getting him out of Chicago because I feel the danger.
I wonder how able a kid is to avoid the trouble, right? Like these kids that are getting shot at 4 in the morning or 2 in the morning. Your kids are out till 1 in the morning. And by the way, my kids used to be out until 1 or 2 in the morning too. But my kids weren't on the west side and bullets weren't flying. So I just wonder, how able do you think we can expect the kids to be able to avoid it, right? Like if you're smart and you have your heads up and you don't go to certain areas, can it be safe?
It can be safe. You know, you have to tell them avoid certain areas, avoid certain people, avoid certain things. When arguments do break out, it's the time not to hang around but to leave.
Yeah.
So you have to condition them and train them on what to do. But, you know, I will say that it's dangerous all around Chicago. There are people being shot in lots of different places that normally, typically, you don't see those type of shootings happening. So it's something that all of us have to deal with.
Have a good day. I'm sorry this is the norm for you on a Monday, talking about or thinking about or praying about something like this. But let's catch up later this week and talk about that violence intervention program that you have that seems to be working in Woodlawn, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, and I appreciate you staying on top of it and letting people know what's going on in Chicago with the violence. I really appreciate it.
You don't pray over your golf shots, do you, Pastor?
Every single one of them. Hole in one.
Well, better that prayer be ignored and our other prayers get answered. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
You can always make a contribution to the work he's trying to do. He lives and works in that neighborhood. ProjectHood.org. It's